13. And now we come to a rundown of the sport, and we'll start with cricket. Chudley moved clear of bottom two. Chudley levered themselves out of the C Division West bottom two by handing out a 142-run hiding to South Devon. Chudley's 45-over total of 258 for seven always looked a tall order for South Devon to chase. They have only passed 200 once all season and never when batting second. And so it turned out as Chudley bowled out South Devon for 116 to complete a 20-point maximum that took them past Paignton's second 11 and out of the bottom two. Abbotts and Penns bringing up the rear. Braunton defeated fellow Studlers Abbotts Kerswell by 4 wickets at Kelsey to clamber out of the B Division bottom two. For Abbotts, it was another defeat closer to relegation, as they were now 24 points adrift at the bottom. Abbotts got as far as 226 for 7 before they ran out of overs, which Braunton bettered with more than 7 overs to go. Veteran opener Richard Harmer, 68, and skipper Ed Smout Cooper, 64, rescued Abbotts from a nervy start and left them 9 for 2 after 4 overs. Bobby Tracy's Premier Division aspirations suffered a setback when they went down by 2 wickets to lowly Torquay and Kings Kerswell. South African Nathan Roo clattered an unbeaten century, 102, to steer Torquay and Kings Kerswell to victory with more than 8 overs to spare. It was an important win for Torquay and Kings Kerswell. It put 29 points between them and the A Division bottom two, and a disappointment for Bovey. They now have a 26-point gap to wipe out between themselves and Thorverton in the second promotion slot. Let's have a quick look at football. Western League opener awaits Cusack. Buckland Athletic have a first Western League game under the management of Matt Cusack to look forward to this weekend. Another pre-season campaign has been and gone, and the Bucks will host Newquay AFC for a first competitive outing of 25-26 on Saturday, July the 26th. Newquay secured the single promotion slot out of the South West Peninsula League Premier West last time around, and so will likely enter this game in high spirits. South Devon Football League summer update. The South Devon Football League continues to buck the trend in adult Saturday football. At the annual general meeting held at Buckland Athletic, 3 new teams were voted into this growing competition by the current member clubs. Signal Box Oak Villa have decided to test themselves against stronger opposition and will ply their trade in Division 2. Meanwhile, Glampton United have reformed an adult team after a 3-year absence and will slot into Division 3, and Division 4 is the landing spot for Beer Alston United reserves. The league will operate with 60 teams, which is an increase of 11 from 3 years ago, and cements its place as the second largest football competition in the country. And cleverly seeking more after Argyle leave it late. Plymouth Argyle's build-up to the new Sky Bet League One season continues tonight when they travel to Plainmoor to take on Torquay United in their latest pre-season fixture at 7:30. A quick look at rugby. Exeter Chiefs to kick off cup against the Cheetahs. Exeter Chiefs will kick off their EPCR Challenge Cup campaign with a home encounter against the Toyota Cheetahs. The South African Invitational side will arrive in Devon to kick off the 25-26 campaign on Sunday, December the 7th, for the opening Pool 3 match. The Cheetahs were a former United Rugby Championship side. And Exeter Chief newcomers Bachuchi Chumbadze admits he cannot wait to get stuck into life with his new club, having signed a deal ahead of the 25-26 season. The 23-year-old prop arrives at Sandy Park, set for his first taste of action outside his native Georgia. Chichumbezi made his test debut earlier this year when he featured for his country in their 47th Rugby Europe Championship victory over the Netherlands. And finally, we'll just have a quick look at running. Switching running trainers for hiking boots. Juliet Hinden of the Fit to Run group recently swapped her running trainers for hiking boots in the aid of Macmillan Cancer Support. The Cotswold Mighty Hike took place on Saturday, July the 19th, and Juliet walked from Stow-on-the-Wild to Blenheim Palace through stunning rolling Cotswold countryside. The Rook took in riverside paths and cross-country trails, and Julie completed the 26-mile route in 7 hours and 54 minutes. And the Chudley Road Race is a brilliant local event, part of the Chudley Carnival Week of events and well supported by both runners and spectators. A group of Bobby Valley runners were amongst those to take part. The event has been taken over by City Run's event team, but they have stuck to the same challenging route. With the high street being closed to traffic, there is a short look up round the town before you head back down towards the A38. Taking a left turn, you soon start the long climb up the country lanes before eventually heading back down into the town to the finish line. And that completes the Yed Sport for this week.